interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. It's our Mother's Day edition. Happy to have you on the broadcast and listening. Of course, it's always exciting to share what's happening in our community and what you can do to pass the time as well as celebrate those special people in your life, and in particular this weekend, those leading ladies. Before I introduce you to our guest, a shout out, of course, to True Colors Salon and Spa. What a great gift for mom. They have specials for the month of May. Just jump on their website and you'll be able to live link directly to them. Specials can be a one-time experience, or you could purchase packages that includes massages, skin care, as well as hair care and nails. So they have evening and weekend hours, a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. They got a little boutique in there. You can even do a little shopping while your color is processing, kind of like I do. And the best part is, you're able to book appointments in advance because, let's face it, it's nice to know what's happening, how you can get in with your favorite people, and just know that it's already taken care of in advance. True Color Salon and Spa, we appreciate you. It's a great gift for mom. Another great thing to do with mom is explore and look at some of the arts. And in Martin County, as well as much of the Treasure Coast, art is alive and it is thriving. In fact, there's a lot for us to be in the know for. And our friend, the one and only Nancy Terrell, Executive Director of Martin Arts, is on with us today. You all are very busy as we're winding down the school year because there's some exciting things that Martin Arts does exclusively with the schools. Isn't that so?
It is. And thank you again so much for having me back as your guest. And this is really one of my all-time favorite exhibits of the year. Each and every year we do, this is the 39th installment of the High School Juried Art Show. It's crazy.
That's a great tradition.
It is a huge tradition. And, you know, one of the things, and I'll circle back to talk about the actual exhibit, but people like Jennifer Hearn, who's our programs manager here, she was in the high school. Her first introduction to us was when she was in high school, and she was part of this show.
Oh, and, brilliant.
So there's so many stories like that of paying it forward. Artists we meet now in their professional life, they go, oh, yeah, well, I was in the high school show in blah, 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 blah year.
Aww.
And they're paying it back. It comes full circle. And I think that really speaks to why we continue to do this, year in and year out. You know, first of all, it's different every year because it's different students every year.
Exactly. Yeah.
But they continue to just amaze me with their talent. So we include all five high schools in Martin County.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the three public schools, Martin County High School, South Fork High School, and Jensen Beach High School. Then you have the Clark Advanced Learning Center, which is affiliated with the community or state college. And then the Pine School down in Hope Sound. And the teachers select the work, so they jury it out of the students they're working with. We have all the 2D work sent to Palm City Art and Frame, and he pretty much at his cost frames all the work for us. We pay this year's bill was about $4,000, which is a lot of money, but when you look at the 74 pieces of artwork that are on the wall and how many of them are two-dimensional and think about framing all of that at retail,
yeah,
it's a bargain.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That's very generous.
And he's done it every year.
Aww. I mean,
he has been with us since the beginning. And so this show has a lot of deep meaning for a lot of different people. And it was a really exciting night. Last was a week ago Tuesday. We had our awards reception and had about 300 people here and gave out, 3 times 15, 16, you know, 2024 awards that night, both ones that were judged by professional artists, as well as purchase awards from people like the superintendent of schools, who buys a piece every year, and then it hangs in his conference room and office in the school board building, you know, for eternity, really.
That's so special. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
and is it like first, second, third place? Like, do the students receive scholarship dollars or?
So they do receive money. There is a best of show, so that could be in any category. This year, for the first time in, I can't remember how long, was a sculptural piece.
Oh.
A gentleman who's a sophomore at the Pine School won. So we have several more years to look for fun stuff from him. But it is first, second, and third in drawing, painting, photography, mixed media, and sculpture. So there's three awards given in all those five categories, plus best of show, plus 10 honorable mentions. So a lot of awards are given out. And they all, it's not a huge cash prize, but there is some money attached to that.
Well, and it's just such a vote of confidence for these students to continue to pursue art and understand that there's a community behind them supporting it. And the exhibit is still going on. So folks might have missed the actual awards presentation. Not that there would have been much room to squeeze anyone else in.
There was not.
There was not. I've been in the space. I'm like, 300, huh, honey? Wow. But they can see it at their leisure and at their discretion through the 21st of June?
Of June. Yeah. So we have another month and a, not quite a half, but and our gallery hours are Tuesdays 10 to 6 and Wednesday through Saturday 10 to 4. And honestly, to see the artwork coming to the awards night is not the time to see the artwork. It's a time to be social. And then you have to come back another time to actually see the art. And the ribbons are up and the purchase award certificates are with the pieces.
Oh.
And every piece comes with a statement. The students are asked to talk about why they created what they created for us, which I think is a great insight into, what high schoolers are thinking right now. And this year it's pretty positive. It's not too scary.
Oh, well, yes. You know, that makes us feel better.
Yeah,
the statements are positive. They are looking forward to what the future holds. And I bet they're really looking forward to a nice summer break.
I'm sure.
So with that in mind and speaking of the youth, in fact, one of my favorite aspects of Martin Arts, and having been a longtime supporter on behalf of White Glove Moving and Storage years ago, seeing the symbiosis, if you will, and knowing that we are fine art movers, creators, and installers, it made sense to align. Yet what I was always fascinated about with Martin Arts is that it's not just standard traditional art that you can see or touch, as you described having just taken place in the juried show, sculptures, paintings, photography. Yet you also embrace arts of all forms, like the culinary arts. We feature them in the Chopped segment of the Arts Fest each year. And you also really embrace and promote the musical arts and theatrical arts, which I think is so special because art is in so many different forms and we get to intake art in so many different ways that every month you guys celebrate with music.
We do. On the second Tuesday of every month, we have a concert in the gallery, which I think is a great way for us to blend the people who are really interested in the visual arts and then the people who are interested in music, and we make them hang out together for one night.
Yeah, smart.
It is. And this month we have the Treasure Coast Youth Symphony on Tuesday night, the 13th. We do only have 50 seats available, so we do ask people to register at martinarts.org if they are coming. It's $5 if you're not a member, and it is free if you are a member. And if you're going to come all the time, it is definitely the value to become a member.
Mm-hmm.
But the Treasure Coast Youth Symphony, so it's another way at the end of the school year to celebrate the creative and talented youth among us. And the best of the best play in the Treasure Coast Youth Symphony. So it's not the whole symphony.
Right, I was going to say, that would be a lot.
That would be a lot in our small space. So So it's ensembles and featured performances for some of the members of the youth symphony. It'll be an awesome night.
And are folks, because it's inside and you said seating for 50, so they don't need to bring anything other than a donation and an RSVP in advance. It's just plug and play. Come and enjoy. Got it.
That's it.
What's the start time again? 5:30?
5:30. 5:30.
And folks stay for about an hour?
Yeah. It's the concerts are generally just shy of an hour.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Have a nice supper afterwards.
Oh, exactly. In the heart of the downtown, you do a little meandering, support local. I mean, it's a great evening. That's a good way to do a Tuesday.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, one of the things that you're doing from a community at large aspect is coming up with testimonials from people about why they are glad the arts are a part of our community.
Yeah.
Now, I think that this is really special because people say it so well. In fact, when we just did the Harvesting the Arts event and you had one of your board members get up and share her story and her passion, it struck different chords than what you did on behalf of the organization as a whole and, you know, big milestones and what's the vision for the future, more than what I could do trying to, MC and keep the flow and keep the excitement. Those personal stories can really make an impact. And so I think that this is a beautiful way of getting folks engaged and excited and sharing that. Tell us a little bit more about this campaign and how we might be able to get involved.
Absolutely. You know, the whole idea behind it is, you know, you hear these decisions being made about the National Endowment for the Arts may be eliminated. State arts funding last year disappeared and is coming back, but in a very limited way this year. And you start to question your existence and whether anybody cares, quote unquote. And I know the answer to this. I'm being sort of dramatic, but you start to wonder, does anybody care if the arts are here? And if we were to disappear, who would notice? And I know lots of people would.
Of course.
But we really want to hear that from people themselves about why what we're doing, what the other arts organizations in our community are doing, why this community would not be a pleasant place to live if this weren't in place. If things like just even our building, if people 30 years ago didn't raise up and decide to save this, downtown Stewart would be different than it is today. Same for the Lyric Theater. So we want to hear people, we want to hear what people have to say, and then we want to share that with the rest of the community because everybody has a different reason because it's in their heart, it's not in their mind, about why it matters, and each one strikes a different chord.
Really well said. And so when does the campaign officially kick off, and how might we get folks who are passionate about the arts in touch with you?
Absolutely. So we would love to hear from you. They can send an email to info@martinarts.org, or they can give us a ring on the phone at 772-287-6676. And my extension is extension 4. But they can really, the options for everybody on the staff, they can talk to anybody here. They can drop in and see us. And we're going to start to curate these over the next month or two and start to release them in conjunction with our July 11th new exhibit that opens, which is a member showcase and also celebrates the county centennial and all kinds of other things. But we're working to collect these over the next month and a half or so.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So that gives people a little push to let their voice be heard and understand. You know, there was such a big movement a few years back with art in public places and understanding that even just at a red light, people enjoy being able to see something beautiful versus something that is just simply flat and functional. And so you would think that, but if we take the conversation away and it's not really discussed, some of those things fall by the wayside, funding gets lost. So yes, creating this messaging can certainly help propel. And speaking of that, July 11th for the member showcase, which will be beautiful and so exciting. There's also the Martin Arts Awards celebrating our students and professionals that are going to be due soon for the nominations.
Yeah. Those are due this month. We've extended the deadline a little bit just to make sure that everybody that has a chance or that to make sure that everybody that wants a chance to has nominated. And the students must be going into their senior year in August, senior year in high school, in the performing, visual, and literary arts. The professional artists can be anyone of any age at any time, so that doesn't really matter. But we do a great event in the fall and celebrate the arts and what they mean to us. And so we welcome those nominations. And anybody can nominate anybody. A mom can nominate their son. A teacher can nominate their student. A next-door neighbor can nominate their next-door neighbor artist. We take them from every source they want to come from. And so looking for those. And then also we do an annual member showcase exhibition in the galleries, and that's the Courthouse Cultural Center Galleries right here in downtown Stuart. That show opens July 11th, and that deadline is June 1st.
And that's open to any member?
Yes. Yep. And membership is a $50 annual membership. You submit, when you submit your membership as an artist, you also submit an image and a little bio and contact information, and then you are listed on our website on our artist registry page. So it's great marketing. The artist directory is one of our most used pages of the site. And we encourage people to go there all the time when they're looking for somebody to do something for them, from a pet portrait to a musician to play at a private event. You know, we have
them all. Yeah, well said. Well said. What a resource. So just as a recap, we have through the end of June to check out the High School Juried Art Show and the Harvesting the Arts that we did back in March showcased some of the winners of the high school art from art exhibit from the year prior. And I mean, my goodness, it's impressive stuff. These kids really do have such incredible vision. Next Tuesday, we'll be able to enjoy the Sunset Concert on May 13th, 5:30, again, celebrating our youth with the Treasure Coast Youth Symphony. Speaking
bring
of
your
our,
mom.
Bring your mom. Yeah, do an extended Mother's Day. It, you know, I just read that there's more than 100 countries that embrace Mother's Day.
Wow.
And some of them do elongated festivals to honor mothers. I'm thinking that we need to do that. That sounds great.
Sure. Right? Sure.
So we can do our own mini form, celebrate over the weekend, and then let it continue with the Sunset Concert with Martin Arts on Tuesday, the 13th. It's like
perfect.
A mini festival.
Perfect.
And then celebrating our students and art professionals yet again. Deadlines for Martin Arts Awards is at the end of the month. It's important that nominations are submitted so that you all can do the work that's required before the big event in the fall. And of course, we want people to participate in the campaign. One more time with the website, Nancy. How can people get in touch with you?
MartinArts.org. And you can come see us at 80 Southeast Ocean Boulevard, downtown Stuart, in the Courthouse Cultural Center.
I love it. And we were talking about that Sunset Concert, ladies and gentlemen, before we break for commercial. Maybe visit Michelina's for dinner afterwards or before. They open at 3 to 9, delicious food, catering, on-site, to-go, you name it. They have something special with delicious, fresh ingredients all the time. We love Michelina's. It's also the host of our Stuart Ladies Networking for the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network that third Wednesday of each month in Stuart, right close to our courthouse exhibit there with Martin Arts. Nice indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Reserve time for mom at Marsh Landing. Enjoy Mother's Day specials like Low Country Benedict, Peach Cobbler French Toast, Roast Beef, or Parmesan Crusted Chicken. Share a Monster Bloody Mary pitcher and celebrate mom this Mother's Day at Marsh Landing Restaurant in Fellsmere.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs, and all the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Riverside, Universal Coastal Living, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're also the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of Berlin Gardens and Polywood. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Right now, we're having a spring sale with lots of great markdowns and discounts on everything you need for your Florida home, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street filled with lots of brand name closeouts and sale items. And visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Mother's Day weekend. Second Sunday of every May. Back in 1908 was the first Mother's Day, yet it became a national holiday in 1914. And the creator, the one who really got it through the finish line, her name was also Anna. Isn't that fun? Anna Jarvis. So we're just honoring moms ever since. In fact, Americans will spend somewhere close to $36 billion for Mother's Day weekend. That's right. And if you were wondering, we do tend to spend more on mom than we do on dad. Just saying. It's the way it goes. It's the stretch marks. You know what I mean? It's worth it. It's rightfully so. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to get back throughout the Treasure Coast. Shout out to Foxy Nails. Talk about a busy mom. We love us some Brianna and all of her family. They're just great people. True nail artists. It lasts for weeks. It's excellent pricing. Two locations, one in Vero near Fresh Market, the second off of Seaway Drive, St. Lucie County. Get that leading lady in your life a gift card or take them in person. It's a great experience. You'll really love it. One of the things that is so true, mom makes a house a home. They say it all the time. And Union Home Mortgage can help you with that. Shannon and Lucy love talking about the different products that they have. Sit down with you, formulate a plan, and get you into the home of your dreams that you can afford. It's such a valuable resource. Of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, their support makes this program possible. We have also, thanks to them, a women's only networking luncheon called the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. We meet three times a month, each month, first Tuesday, Port St. Lucie, second Friday, Vero, third Wednesday, Stewart. And we hope that you'll take some time to meet and dine with us. You'll grow your referral and resource partners. TCPremierWomen'sNetwork.com. You can reserve your ticket right from there. It's just the cost of lunch when it works in your schedule. TreasureCoastInsider.us is our website. You can live link to all of our sponsors. Once again, Foxy Nails, Union Home Mortgage, True Color Salon and Spa, Michelina's, and White Glove Moving and Storage. I'm Anna. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Cheers.